Welcome to session 5 of Take the Reins. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching, and now it's time to really set some goals. You've created your vision, you've identified your core values, and now the goals. There are two reasons that I have become a total hard ass when it comes to the goal setting process. One is that I know from personal experience and from coaching hundreds of people through this process how well it works when it's done intentionally. It works. The other reason is that I see people doing it poorly or not doing it at all the time. And I know they're missing out on a lot because of it. I think goal setting is a skill that everyone should have and use regularly, like a muscle, in order to live fully. People who feel accomplished, empowered, and live regret-free lives tend to have more to offer others. They're also less likely to be bitter, resentful, or behave in destructive ways. What it comes down to is that a world filled with these people is the world that I want to live in. And that's why I do this myself, and that's why I do this with my clients. If you thought you were going to get away with focusing only on your horse or riding goals in this program, you've probably already figured out that you are wrong. I'm going to encourage you in this session to set 3 or 4 goals in different areas of your life. And this is really important for several reasons. One, for stability. A 3 or 4-legged table is more stable than a 1 or 2-legged one. If you set multiple goals, they support one another and they help you stay grounded. Number 2, for balance. One of the biggest challenges that equestrians have is maintaining a sense of balance in their lives. Horses can be an all-encompassing passion. For many of us, they're a big part of our work, our social lives, our recreation, our finances, our fitness, our mental health, and more. They take tremendous amount of resources, time, money, and energy. Driven by passion and our love for these animals, it can be easy to let other areas of our lives suffer. A lack of balance can create stress, cause you to feel dissatisfied in all areas of your life, and even make you feel like you aren't able to enjoy your horses or your riding fully. Having clear goals in different areas of your life helps create balance and can begin to make seemingly incompatible parts of your life symbiotic. If you have a health and fitness goal that you begin to make headway on, this will impact your progress and your riding goal. If you have financial or relationship goals that empower you, these will impact your riding goals as well. It can also work the other way around. My client Cindy made 3 goals in 2013. One was to attain a preliminary level event horse and accomplish her lifelong goal of competing at that level. The second was to bring up her own foal. And the third was to get promoted in her job. She recently told me that she remembers feeling really accomplished and exhilarated after completing her first prelim level horse trials in California. Right afterwards, she spent her entire flight from California to Washington, D.C., preparing for a big job interview. She said she 100% credits the confidence that she felt after that event with acing the interview and getting promoted to a top position in the EPA. A job that's extremely meaningful to her and has changed her life. It's important that your different goals are in alignment with one another. If any of them are contradictory or they're not mutually achievable, now is the time to evaluate what's most important to you and adjust them. Cindy ended up selling her new horse in order to make the move from Seattle to Washington, D.C. that was required by her job. This isn't a circumstance that she could have foreseen, and ultimately it worked out well, but it's a consideration. If your goals are to build a profitable business and go on a 6-month vacation this year, your goals are incompatible and you probably have a choice to make. The third reason to set multiple goals is resilience. Resilience. Having multiple goals keeps you from putting all your eggs in one basket. If things aren't going well in one area, you can focus on another for a while and still feel like you're moving forward. I cannot say enough about how important this is. Goal achieving is not a linear process. Periods of regrouping and renewal are an important part of working toward anything that's challenging or important to you. Having several goals can give you the strength to weather difficult times and to persevere through heartache. If you have momentum in your career and your health at a particular time, it can help you get through tough challenges in your personal life. Or if you have strong relationships, they'll help you move through the natural ups and downs of competitive or career goals. People who have balance in their lives generally are able to experience failure, tragedy, and disappointment with more grace and resilience than those who are single-minded or let one goal steal resources from other areas in their lives or from the people around them. Creating balance is one of the top desires of equestrians that come to me for coaching. This is an opportunity for you to create some equilibrium in your life if this is something that you desire as well. All right, there's some pitfalls to avoid in the goal setting process. There are two distinctions that I like to make that are really, really important. If you took my goal setting masterclass, these will sound familiar to you. I talk to people all the time who don't like to set goals. They say goal setting makes them feel like failures because they never accomplish them, or they don't like to claim a particular goal for fear of missing out on something else. They can't figure out what the right goal is, and they're afraid of picking the wrong one. For some people, having goals can feel confining, and they might feel pressure to succeed that takes all the fun out of it. If you don't have awareness of these two distinctions, goal setting can actually be painful, frustrating, and downright destructive. Okay, so the first distinction is a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. Growth mindset versus fixed mindset. If you have a growth mindset, it means you're constantly looking for opportunities to change, grow, or do things differently. You see criticism, failure, and even bad luck like headlights showing you the way. You're resilient because you're always adapting and changing and developing. You carry with you a sense of what Carol Dweck, author of Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, calls a feeling of not yet. You carry with you a feeling of not yet. You perceive yourself as always on a learning curve, and you do not see yourself as defined by your current abilities or results. If you have a fixed mindset, on the other hand, it means you accept criticism or failure as the result of a fixed circumstance that you don't have the power to change. You'll keep making the same mistakes and getting the same results over and over because you believe that you're a victim of your circumstances, other people, your genes, your environment, or your bad luck. You believe that nothing you do will change that. We've all felt this way at one time or another. Anytime you feel at the mercy of your schedule, your finances, your health, or other people, you're operating from a fixed mindset that says, I can't change that because of A, B, or C. Okay? Anytime you feel at the mercy of your schedule, your finances, your health, or other people, you're operating from a fixed mindset. Whenever I find myself thinking like a victim, I remind myself there is always an idea or a solution that I haven't thought of yet, and I start brainstorming. Being internally directed versus being externally directed is the second distinction I like to make. Being internally directed versus being externally directed. If you're internally directed, you act according to your own values and your own ideas about what success is. You're aware of what cultural or familial markers for success are, and you choose to look for your own instead. You know how to use feedback from others to move you closer to what you want, but you don't let it guide you. You don't let feedback from others guide you. In order to be internally directed, you need to be very clear about what your core values are and what's important to you. Being internally directed is not about being selfish. It's not about being selfish. It's about staying true to yourself so that you may better serve others and the world. If you know what things are most important to you, you'll be able to set goals that are in alignment with those. Accomplishing them will be deeply satisfying and enrich your life. If you're externally directed and you set goals based on societal values or based on what you think others want from you, you will feel chronically dissatisfied. Chronically dissatisfied. Accomplishing goals might even leave you with a feeling of emptiness. Becoming internally directed doesn't happen overnight. It's a lifelong process, and it usually requires work and some help from a coach or a mentor. Take the Reins is designed to help you become more internally directed. I recently ran across this anonymous quote. Here's the quote. I used to walk into a room full of people and wonder if they liked me. Now I look around and wonder if I like them. Think about that. I used to walk into a room full of people and wonder if they liked me. Now I look around and I wonder if I like them. Now this is an oversimplified example of what it means to be internally directed, but wow, what a way to look at the world. Who do I want to know? What are they like? What do they have to say? Oddly, the more internally directed we become, the more people-centered we are. We let go of thinking about how we're being perceived and how we're measuring up, and we begin to see and hear others more clearly. We begin to act with more conviction, and we waste less energy trying to figure out how to impress or placate other people. We begin to make choices from a more authentic place, and we're less attached to the choices that others make. When we're internally directed, we become more courageous. We feel less vulnerable in the face of conflict because we're sure about where we stand. Start to notice the places where this goal-setting process is requiring you to be more internally directed than you've been before. Look at your vision quadrants chart and identify goals in at least three of the areas of your life that you've chosen as important. Choose goals that move you towards your vision and are connected to your core values. Write them down in your training notebook. If you find yourself hesitant to claim a particular goal, remember that the important thing is to claim something, to head in a direction, to create movement, to commit. Okay? The important thing is to claim something, to create movement, to commit. The goal setting process is infinitely creative and adaptable, but it does not catch fire until you make a claim on your goal. There's no right goal or wrong goal here. Your goal should be outside your comfort zone. Just enough. If it's not, it's not even worth making. All right, that's it for session 5. Choose 3 or 4 goals to focus on and a time frame for each one. Just write it down, sweet, short, and simple. And I'll be back here with you for session 6.